neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
B'si Avraham Alav Shalom, when did he start his corporation, non-profit corporation, the outreach? When was it? At what age? 70. How did you get 70? It was 75.
75. And
that's when he started?
Yes.
And
before he started?
All right. So now there is a question that is brought. We see that the chapter that we learned in Parashat Vayera, when the guests, the angels, in the form of human being, they came. So there are details that is mentioned in the Torah, such as he invited them to sit under the tree. So Ribono Shel Olam rewarded Am Yisrael with clouds of glory. So then he brought them tongue and a chardal. So Hashem gave Am Yisrael. Slav, the bird that tastes chicken and fish together. So now, he brought them water, and then Hashem provided Be'er Miriam. He offered bread, and Hashem gave us man. Great. So we have man, what else we have?
Slav,
we have Be'er Miriam, and Ananiyah covered. So, when this happened, this matter, at what age?
99.
You like 99? Yeah. So he's telling me at age of 75 he started his outreach, or maybe even before. So now you have to tell me that from age of 75 to 99, he didn't receive no rewards only for this. So Midrash says, all of these years that he helped people, he brought them in, and you know, took care of him, 20, 30 years, nothing?
Nothing.
Only for this?
Yes.
How do you explain this?
It's
unbelievable thing. Only we see for an hour or two that he took care of these people. Then we see, wow, for 40 years, such a reward. But how about our past 30 years? Nothing? How could it be? I'm sorry?
He was thinking of other people at that time for Sedom HaMorah to not be destroyed.
No, that's later. That's later. You're right, but it's later. Night time. Beautiful. Okay. Understand, but 30 years you're doing this, now for an hour and two. So listen carefully. You listening?
Yes.
Yeah. So now, at this moment that he was looking for bringing guests to his house. What condition was he in?
Pain.
Pain. What type of pain? Great, medium,
the
highest pain. So that's why we see what happened. Hashem came to. So now we have a general halakha. And that is, let's say someone, Hasu Shalom, God forbid, is not feeling well. He fell in the bed. So now, do we put him out of bed to put in tefillin on him? Why? Why? Why?
Because Hashem with him.
No, because we have a general rule in our halachot that if someone, out of his will, not that he wants to, he just can't. It's called anus. There's no way to observe the mitzvah. So now he's exempt. So now we don't make him to put on tefillin or any other halachot. It's brought in Gemara, anusa rahmana patre, his patur, his exempt. So now, Abraham Avinu at this moment that he's looking for bringing guests in to help people. Is he capable to take care of guests?
No.
So what is he called?
Anus.
He's exempt. So he's unbelievable thing. For 30 years taking care of people that he's healthy. He's able to, he doesn't get nothing. But when at the time he can't, then Hashem gives him the reward. How does this work? And the answer here is that we see here unbelievable message. At the time that you're able to do it, and you're obligated to do it, and you have to do it,
it doesn't count.
But when it's hard for you to do, and you're not able to do, and you do it, then you receive the reward. And you see here, unbelievable point. For an hour or two, that he runs after the guests. He prepares the zabun, the tongue, and makes a matzah. And he's running, and he's in pain. That's when we see how great a reward for 40 years his descendant, Anani HaKavod, Selav, Man, Be'er Miriam, just because he was not able to do it, and he did it. And he receives the reward. And you see here, that the time that is hard for you, say, no, I don't feel like it, I'm tired, I don't have the hosele, that's when you can collect the all the rewards. Isn't that something?
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.